Allora, mi privo, close your eyes. It's a really good idea Sorry. Ok. I'm sorry, continue to close your eyes. So let's reset our mind before the beautiful evening. So today is not over yet. It's a good idea to remember what is most important thing for you, for everyone around you, everyone of all the world, and for this evening and sleeping tonight. So as usual, after shut down our physical eyes, let's open up our inner eye. By imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head and reaches the top, and the line is coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine. The line reaches the base. And it's still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can, please imagine the line finally reaches the very center of our planet. So long straight line is penetrating you. So from now on, you are here not because of your gravity, but because of this line. So imagine Holy Spirit put this line for you and put your soul here. That's why you are here. You are here, that's why you are you, that's why you are alive. This is a very holy place. You are here. So imagine the very beautiful, holy line is penetrating you, long line, shining holy line. This line itself is your message from God, message from Holy Spirit. So while you are imagining this holy, beautiful line, you would notice that your consciousness is wide open and you start sensing the energy around you. So it's not only the air around you, something there. What do you call it? Energy? Your aura? Your vibration? Or your soul itself? Your mind space? You name it. It's you. So there is no difference between inside of your body and outside of your body. This is you. Then now, here in this space, slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Healing prana comes and goes. Love comes and goes. And now let's go deeper. So you stop breathing by yourself. Instead, observe your God's breath, universal breath. So God is everywhere. So God is giving you His breath with His exhalation, and His breath is coming from everywhere to your body. So the breath is coming and entering through here everywhere, and your body holds the breath. And God now inhales, His breath is out through whole body to all the directions. So breath is coming from all the directions and going to all the directions. So you receive the healing power from everywhere, and your appreciation goes to everywhere. God's peace and stability, safety coming from everywhere, and your voice of thank you to everywhere. Yes, now you are floating in this universal waving of the breath. You are floating, And this breath, breathing, is sustaining you. Breath is in, and all the cells are healed. If you like, you can hold a few seconds. Then observe it's coming out. So as you observe the God breath, you start noticing you are brighter and brighter, because you now noticing your holiness. We totally forgot our holiness while we are doing this and that. So because we forget it, because we are so busy with our personal self. Have to do this, have to do that, and I have to be better, I have to do a better way, and so on. Have to finish this first, and after, and next, and next, next. So we totally forget about this holiness, our power, life, limitlessness, perfection. So now it's back. So keeping the sensation and the realization you are in the air, universal breathing, you can come back to the air, your normal breathing, and then now holding yourself can see so many holy stars around in this God cosmic. Beautiful stars, and you are the one of these beautiful stars. So your ego tries to convince you that this is just imagination. This is just your fantasy, and it's not related with your reality. But as you already know, this vision is the reality of you. This is the truth about you. And the world, ego, believes it's real. It is the fantasy. It is just a projection of your thought. This vision is a reality. So So your holiness is your reality. Ego is whispering you that you are not good enough yet. You are not good enough yet. You have to be better. You have to be better. It's just a fantasy. It's not you. This is your reality. In your reality, you are resting in God. You are protected by God. You are perfect, and you are so helpful, and you can expand your love to all the universe, and you can receive the limitless power from everywhere. You enjoy the exchanging, sharing, and blessing each other. There is no death, there is no sickness. Even there is nothing to heal, everything is healed here. So sense the healing self, healed self. You are healed. Your life is healed. Course in Miracles, Lesson 38. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. Yes, indeed. There is nothing your holiness cannot do. And it means there is nothing your personal self can do. So let's accept this. There is nothing my personal self can do. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. And there is nothing my personal self can do. Well, our personal self can arrange our drama. Can change some characters, can change the kind of the problem and the issues. We can change the place of pain. We can change the person whom we can blame at, but we cannot heal. We cannot embrace unconditional love. We cannot be satisfied ourselves completely. Only our holiness can do. So today again, let's receive this vision. This is your reality. And in this reality, there is nothing you cannot do because you are your holiness here. Again, remember, dear God's breath comes from all the directions through all stars. And it comes to you and you hold the love and abundance and trust and harmony, passion and compassion. And you also sense that all the cells are healed, rejuvenated, refreshed, relaxed. Then your appreciation is expanded to all the directions and passing through all the stars. Who are those stars? Your families, your friends. Everyone in your life. So now, like this, what you are doing is you are accepting true self and you receive your blessings, true blessings, and at the same time, you bless everyone. Everyone around you now receiving your amazing blessings, your limitless blessings, powerful blessings. They receive your unconditional love. You are now truly helpful. Truly helpful. So then, finally, you also accept the God breath, which holds limitless appreciation, gratitude. You are appreciated. You are appreciated by everyone, by Holy Spirit, by God. You can't be guilty. You can't be something inferior. You can't be under construction. You can't be ruined self. You can't be sick. You can't be weak. There is nothing your holiness cannot do. So by remembering and accepting this vision is you, this vision is reality. Please experience your indeed perfect. And you are indeed truly helpful. You can save people. Then you can save yourself in this vision. So you can remember this vision anywhere, on the street, in the store, in the subway. You perceive everything, but at the same time, you can remember this vision. And always with your holiness. Once again, this is from Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 38. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. Let's remember also, there is nothing my personal self can do. Don't try to focus on our idols like personal self. Personal others, anything, money, body, anything. So our purpose is to be witness how the holiness shares the reality and love and peace. So if you are ready, remember there is a long straight line is penetrating you, and bring back your physical sensation. Then slowly open your eyes and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much joining us. Thank you. Have a joyful and holy, lovely evening and good sleep and a great week. And see you next week again. Be well. Thank you. And when you take a class, stay here. And if not, stay. By now, till the next week. Thank you. Thank you very much.